Aloha and many, many, many blessings from India. And this evening we're going to talk a little bit about transcending the ego. How to overcome, transcend, dissolve, go beyond the ego. Because a lot of people are having this question. And really, the spiritual work is all about the ego, overcoming the ego. So to begin with, it's worth just clarifying what is the ego, because there's endless definitions of this depending on which school of thought you are reading from or following or learning about. So I just want to share a few words about the ego. The definition we're using here is essentially the ego is a limiting factor. It's like a survival mechanism. You can see it as almost like a child, a selfish, arrogant little child that is naive. It doesn't know better. It's just interested in its own things. It wants something for itself. It hasn't got a bigger world view. It hasn't got the understanding of eternity and consciousness and what is beyond. It's only seeing things from a very limited perspective of me, 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 me. I. So these two words, I and mine, they're the words from the ego. And we have to use the word I in general, otherwise it sounds strange when we try and speak. But nonetheless, generally, if you look into it, without awareness, when you use the word I, you're referring to something limited. Just look into this yourself. When you say I, chances are you're speaking about the body or the name or a role. Any of these things are related to the physical world, which is in constant state of change. And so none of those things you're using the word I for actually are I, an eternal sense of self, because they're all changing. So we're talking about the ego all the time. Our reference of ourself is actually a reference to the ego. Excuse me. So the ego essentially is this limited sense of self, this lower self, this animalistic self. It's the survival self, the lower self. It's not your true identity. It's a distorted version of an unlimited sense of self. It's not your real self. And so, one of the things which people try and do a lot is from the perspective that I am this ego person, I am this, 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 and this, I am this age, I have this job. This is my family, this is where I come from, this is what I do, this is what I don't do. All these things, these words, I and mine, they're not who you are, that's the ego. The ego exists on the basis of all these limited things. For example, say someone is a professor and they have the arrogance, the ego, that I am a professor and I am right and I am clever and I am smart. Then, if someone challenges them, the other person may in fact know more about a certain thing than the professor. But if they get challenged, then they start to get angry because the ego believes that I am right, I know best. What I say is truth. I am the one. But in fact, any positionality is false. If we go beyond the ego, then there is only a state of infinite consciousness and peace and light. You don't have to prove anything. You're already in truth. There's nothing to prove. But the ego is interested in proving itself to be right. It's interested in its own security and its own safety. It's interested in maintaining what is going on around it in order to feel comfortable. So if you take a person who's basically their life is based on the ego, you take them out of their situation and put them somewhere completely different, different culture, different people, different food, different role, different status, they'll be very, very uncomfortable because their whole sense of identity, their whole sense of self, the whole sense of me, of I, is based on all these things around them. And this is the reason that there is such a huge consumer industry, because all these different clothes and designer labels and certain bags and certain sunglasses and certain cars and certain food and restaurants and houses, everything, all these different things, when you add up a person's belongings, they generally think that those things around them are an indication of who they are. And there's a huge industry about this, you know, be individual, show who you really are by buying things, you know, and people have stickers, they have t-shirts. There's a huge, just look around you, you know, even look at your own house. Do you think that the things in your house that you have, things that you own, represent you? Because if you do, then basically that's the ego. Because who you are goes way beyond anything that you physically have got. And in 1 second, just like that, the whole thing can disappear. Can go. Do you believe that? Or do you think it's just going to continue forever? Your body can be destroyed in any second, potentially. You know, could be an earthquake, could be a heart attack, could be anything, get shot, anything can happen to people, potentially. So the death of the body is guaranteed, and everything connected with that, all the things, all the people, everything, is gone as soon as that happens. And so you are not anything to do with the body or the things and the bits and pieces. They're there temporarily for you to use and to express, but that's not who you are, that's not your identity. But the ego likes to think that you are that, and so it will try and promote it, which is why there's so many insurance companies. So the ego is dominating basically everyone's life to one degree or another. And what are you going to do about it? Because the problem with the ego is that it's very, very limiting, you know. There's an unlimited potential available to us, which is way beyond all these little things of the ego. The ego is like a child, you know. Children are limited to various degrees. They can't think beyond a certain space and time dimension. I'm with little kids where I live, and, you know, if you look at kids, it's quite funny. This little girl, she can't get her head round more than 5 minutes. So if she asks me, when is someone coming back? I have to say to her either 1 minute or 3 minutes. And that's all she can handle. If I said 5, 6, 10 minutes, it doesn't mean anything. If I say 1 hour, it means nothing. If I say, you know, 2 days, it doesn't mean anything to her at all. She can only understand very, very limited amounts of time. So the ego is like that. It can only handle very limited things. So if we're operating from the ego, then we're not able to experience beyond that. We're not able to experience the divine grace, the divine peace. We'll not be able to experience magic, synchronicities, wonder, the blessings of life. Just the experience which is on another level is unavailable with this glass ceiling of the ego. And the other thing with the ego is that when we're operating from the ego, we're anxious. There's a constant sense of anxiety because the ego, like we said, is based on physical things being in a certain way. So it knows deeper down, and we all know this, that nothing is permanent. So there's going to be an anxiety because you can lose anything. Anything you have can disappear, anything that's physical. The only thing that isn't able to disappear is consciousness. the true sense of self, because that is permanent and unlimited and eternal. But everything of the ego is going to change. So there's an anxiety there. And the ego, basically, if you look into it, is not interested in truth. Truth is the enemy of the ego. The ego is like the shadow, it likes to hide in the dark. Truth is real, the ego is the shadow. The ego is on the back of the truth. If it wasn't for the fact that you exist as consciousness, there wouldn't even be able to be an ego, because the ego is only within the context of an eternal self. So if it wasn't for you, the real you, there wouldn't be any ego anyway. The ego doesn't exist separately from who you are. And so there's a question is, how are we going to get out of this trap? How can we transcend this limitation? And reading some of the people's comments, there's been this expression that's come up: how can you dissolve the ego? So there's obviously a recognition of the ego being a problem, and we want to go beyond it. And one of the things is that we can't really dissolve the ego, but we can transcend the ego. And what that means is, as our state of consciousness goes up, 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 where we start accepting unlimited things, things that are invisible, that are on the level of pure consciousness, which sound very abstract and very bizarre to the ego, because the ego likes physical things in a certain way and proof and all this. But when we start going outside of those limitations, then we're no longer on the level of the ego. The consciousness is on a different level altogether. And from that point of view, from that state of security, because as we let go of the limitations, we come into a place where there is eternity. And eternity means security, safety, true safety. Like, life insurance isn't really life insurance. There's no real safety in any of these things, any insurance company. But true insurance is already there, because you're an eternal soul, you're an eternal being. You're endless light. Right now, right here, right now, you are endless divine light. You can never die. Everything is constant, it's constant. So the more we start experiencing this state which is beyond limitation, where we start feeling completely secure, completely safe, relaxed, then we are freed from the limitations and the trap and the neediness, the craving, the desire of the ego, because there's a genuine experience of safety. We need that safety to come out of it. Otherwise, what's happening, if you look at your own life and you look at the world in general, what a majority of people are doing is they're running around trying to feed the ego's desires. The ego's got different heads, it's got little minds and mouths going me, 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 me. They're all screaming, you know, me, me, me. So you need to phone someone up to prove yourself right, you need to buy this thing to feel better, you need to buy this thing to give to this person so that they like you more. Endless games, just look into it, look at what people are doing, look at what you're doing, look at your own thoughts. What's going on? Why is everyone running around? Why are people in a rush? Why are they beeping their horn? Why is everyone in debt? What's the reason for this? It's the ego. The ego is a needy monster, a needy, mad monster that is me, 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 trying to eat, constantly eating. And so people are ruling, running around with the ego ruling their life, feeding the beast. So there's no satisfaction at the end of it, ultimately, and it leads to a big debt. So Just realize this in yourself, to whatever degree it is. And it's not that the ego is just going to disappear just like that when you do a bit of meditation. Excuse me. The ego needs to be transcended through higher and more divine states of consciousness where you're not operating from there. And in the meantime, you can treat the ego like a pet. Like a pet dog or a pet cat, you know? It wants certain things, you just give it to it and let it shut up, and then you focus on what you need to do. It's like a pet, literally. So rather than saying it's this bad, evil thing, just say it's a naive animal type thing, or like an innocent child, a needy child. You just need to quiet down, give it a pacifier, and let it go and sit over there in the corner and eat it something or other. Eat something and be quiet and go over there. And then you focus your attention on what is really important for you. Trying to make the ego a superhero is guaranteed failure. Because what most people are trying to do is the ego wants to be better and it wants to be a king, it wants to be sovereign. So it wants to better itself. You know, most personal development things is basically developing the ego, having a better ego. But transcending the ego is really much more effective and much more truthful. And so trying to upgrade the ego isn't really doing you any good, because you're still operating from the level of falsehood. And the ego has got no interest in truth whatsoever. It wants to promote itself. Like, for example, excuse me, the ego within myself is that I'm a healthy person. Yeah, this is an ego. I am healthy. I know about health. I have raw foods. I'm actually surrounded with all kinds of superfoods. I brought a whole bag of superfoods with me to India, because it seemed that they were needed, and in a sense they are. But there's also an ego trip about it, that, oh no, I eat superfoods. And the fact that I've got a kind of sore throat and a bit of had a cold and been sick is challenging for the ego, because the ego is that I never get sick because I eat superfoods. So the fact that I'm speaking to you now with a slightly sore throat and having to clear my throat is, the ego doesn't like it. But the truth is that there is something going on with the health, and I just have to accept that as reality. So the ego would like to pretend that that's not the case. The ego would say, don't do any recordings until your voice is completely clear, because otherwise what will people think? But that isn't the truth. You know, and it takes a lot of energy, because it's more important that these audio files get out there than there's this perfect tone and perfect voice and no clearing of the throat. You know, it's good for us to understand we need to be truthful with ourselves and transcend these limitations, rather than trying to perfect the ego and live in this state of the pretend superhero, where you've got all the bits and pieces around you that make you look like a superhero, rather than going into the experience where you're actually in the divine grace. The superhero is a state of consciousness, a state of awareness. It's a presence that you have that flows through. It's not something you can buy. It's not something you can own. The ego would just like to get a superhero cape, you know, and the mask, and then run around and you're the superhero. You know, the ego wants you to wear saffron robes or certain clothes, wear a shawl, and sit down and pretend to be spiritual and do meditation. You know, that's the ego. going beyond all that, there's nothing to change, there's nothing to do physically that's going to make any difference. It's a state which is beyond and outside of all the limitations. And just share from my personal experience over the many years of practicing and experiencing different states of awareness, is that early on I thought I knew a lot of things, but really what was happening is that the effort that was being made was to turn the person into a superhero or a spiritualized or upgraded person. So what was happening on a deeper level was that the false sense of self was trying to upgrade itself to be a slightly better version of a non-real thing. Which is basically all on the same level. There's doing no real shift if that's the case, you know. So you might try and inculcate virtues, be a bit more pleasant, you know, eat organic, do meditation, which in a sense can be helpful, but it's still limited because it's still trying to make the limitation of life slightly different. It's just rearranging the furniture, it's patching up an old garment. So the real shift happens when we decide that that is not going anywhere. That is all on the same level. That's all on the level of limitation of the ego. And the shift that we need to make is on a completely different level, where we transcend the limited consciousness, the survival mechanism, the anxiety, the neediness, the me, the I am I. And we go into a state of grace, where we surrender everything, just let it go, let it go, let it go. Realize that that person sitting there listening is just going to do whatever's going to happen. Whatever is meant to happen, whatever the experience of life is meant to be, is what will happen. And so being in grace, being in a state of amazing grace, of divine peace and love, surrendered, is where you just let go. Just let go, let go, let go, let go, let go. There's nothing to do. The person that you think you are isn't who you are at all. It's just happening. The body is just happening. The mind is just happening. Things around are just happening. You remove the word I. My, I did this, I did this. Just let it go. You haven't done anything. You've never done anything. It's just happening. And that's scary for the ego. Very scary, because the ego is all based on I did this, and I did this, and this is mine. So for you to honestly say and experience, it's just happening. The words just coming out of the mouth of their own. Everything that is happening around you, everything that you can see, is just there. It doesn't belong to anyone. It's neither good nor bad. It's just there. It just exists. And this is it. This is all that you have. This is just an experience that is going on. And that experience exists within the context of consciousness. So what is happening right now, very experientially, is there is infinite divine light, infinite grace, the divine blessings. And that consciousness, that light, that bliss, contains within it this experience. And you're having your own subjective experience of life right now. And everything in it, all the different bits and pieces, and furniture, and ideas, and people, and money, cars, everything, all the appearances, they just exist within consciousness as an experience. And there's no need for you to claim anything as I or mine. It just exists. And you can surrender all of it and let go. Surrender, surrender, surrender. Focus your attention beyond. Go into the place of infinite light, infinite peace, infinite bliss. Just let go, let go, let go. You're completely free, completely secure, totally powerful, light. Everything's perfect. Just enjoy, enjoy. If the ego starts thinking things, wanting things, just see it as this your little pet. Just needs to be given blessings, give it something to eat. Don't take it too seriously, it's like a selfish little innocent child that just needs a bit of comfort, and put your full attention and awareness on the unlimited. Make that your world. Experience that as the truth, as the reality. Live in that experience, and then just allow the grace to flow through without any claim that this is mine, I did this, I did this. Didn't do anything, it just happened. The grace did it, the grace did it. Surrender it all to the grace, the infinite light. Just enjoy that experience. So allow this awareness to come over your being. Become absorbed, become merged in these feelings and this experience. Just let go, let go, let go, relax. And what this will do to your life is that you'll experience magic and bliss and peace all around you and within you. And you'll see wonders happening because you start seeing the beauty and the perfection in everything. And you lose any feelings of anxiety and stress because it's not yours, nothing belongs to you. You know, just let it happen. And you'll naturally make the best decisions. They will happen anyway. Have the courage just to let go. There's nothing to prove, there's nothing to change. Things will happen in the perfect way. This is not passive, this is truth. Everything will happen in a perfect way, depending on the level of consciousness. Everything will happen in the highest way possible, the higher your level of consciousness is. So you don't need to worry about your responsibilities not being met and all these things. Everything will be taken care of from the highest level, the higher and the more unlimited you become. The ego will try and complain that this is not practical and you can't do it, but just let it go, let it go, let it go. let it go. Experience the grace, experience the joy, the bliss, the peace, the freedom. Experience freedom in life, free from everything. And see the beauty, see the wonder. So take this on very practically, very experientially. This isn't a theory, this is a reality. Understand where your ego is affecting you. See the little games. See it as a bit of fun. Don't be too serious. Be happy. Enjoy yourself. It's great. It's wonderful to be free. Wonderful to be free. There's nothing to lose. Nothing to lose. And you can open yourself up to eternity, to divinity, to the limitless wonder and the magic. So I'll leave you there, listen to this as much as you need to, and enjoy yourself. Enjoy, 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 enjoy. Many blessings. Speak to you again. Aloha.